Good morning, Humboldt County. Welcome to Your Care, Our Mission here on 97.7 The Bolt, brought to you by KHBT and Humboldt County Memorial Hospital. Today I'm talking with Amanda. She's a dietitian over at HCMH. Amanda, how are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing great as well. Great. Thank you so much for asking. So I understand today we're talking a little bit about some healthy holiday eating tips. You got some advice for us?
I do. So overall, this holiday season is a time of joy and hope.
Mm-hmm.
However, there are a lot of people who are very restrictive with their eating, and this time of year can bring a lot of unpleasant feelings, feelings of guilt and feelings of shame with the food they're eating this
sure.
time of year. So the tips that I have for you today is not about turning all of your favorite high-cal holiday foods to diet foods, but rather it's about taking a step back and relaxing a little bit with food choices and being okay with that. Finding the balance with eating different types of foods, enjoying your food, and respecting how your body is feeling with each bite that you take. So first, kind of thinking about what foods you're putting on your plate. So we all have those special holiday foods that we look forward to eating every year, and allowing yourself to eat and enjoy those foods is an important part of the holiday. So filling up on the foods that are low-cal or diet and avoiding your favorite holiday foods will leave you less satisfied with your meal and yearning for something else to eat, even if you're full, to get that satisfaction. So this year, I encourage you, don't count calories or macros or anything else that you count. Instead, focus on the enjoyment you'll get from eating that food and also how your body will feel after eating it. Using those two things as your guide, prioritize what you'd like to have a larger portion of and what you'd be okay with having only a couple bites of, or maybe leaving completely off your plate. Remember to stick with the holiday foods that you enjoy and would be disappointed if you missed out on. So being selective with what you're choosing also means not putting a food on your plate just because it's there, or because you'll think someone will feel bad if you don't eat it. It's okay to say no thank you if someone offers you something to eat that you really don't want to eat, or saying no thank you if someone is encouraging you to have seconds when you're full. Listen to your body and respect yourself enough to not eat something simply to make someone else feel good. Along these same lines, you want to pay attention to your hunger and fullness cues as well. So paying attention to eating when you're hungry and not waiting too long between meals makes it easier to manage how much you eat. Stopping when you're full is key to helping you to feel your best after your meal. So your body needs time to communicate your fullness cues. Mm-hmm. And they can easily be missed if we're fast eaters and not really paying much attention to them while we're eating. So don't rush your meals. Take multiple moments to set your fork down between bites and observe how your body is feeling. Are you starting to feel full? Take a break from eating once those fullness cues start to set in. So the theme here really overall is listening to your body. It's knowing how it's feeling with each food, how your hunger level is, and respecting the holiday traditions around food without trying to make everything low calorie or feeling guilty for enjoying. Bonus of following your hunger cues and not putting foods on your plate that you don't really care for, you're naturally helping to manage your calories and weight over the holiday without counting anything or stressing about how much you should or shouldn't be eating. So be gentle with yourself this holiday season. Give yourself permission to enjoy your food without guilt. You'll have a fulfilled holiday eating experience both physically and mentally. And if you want some support or help working through some of these areas of developing a healthy relationship with food, eating to your hunger or fullness cues, learning how to incorporate all foods into your diet without guilt, not just through the holiday season but in everyday life, I'd love to meet with you one-on-one. Please call me at the hospital at 332-7608 for additional information on setting up an individual consultation with me.
Perfect. I'm really glad that you mentioned that. I, in a way, needed to hear that. A lot of times I'll be at like a holiday party or something and there'll just be like a bowl of M&Ms
mm-hmm.
and then it'll just be gone in like a minute. And it's like sometimes people don't pay attention, you know.
Right.
It's, so like you said, it's not that you want people to, you know, avoid eating things that aren't the best for them, but mm-hmm. it's just, you know, pay attention to how much you're eating and what you're doing and, more importantly, how your body feels.
Absolutely. So. I think we tend to overcomplicate eating.
That's very true.
Food.
Yeah.
And so it is bottom line. Just listen to how you're feeling and honor that. And don't let, you know, yourself eat mindlessly or let someone try and tell you what you should and shouldn't be eating. Just follow your own cues and you'll be golden.
There you go. Well, Amanda, thank you so much for talking with
me. Thank you.
And have a Merry Christmas.
Yes, you too.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We'll be right back. More Your Care, Our Mission right after this.